do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's
smaller than a river?
A Tejon.
A Tejon?
A Tejon rabbit.
Okay.
And what about, let's see, something that's not quite as small as a river?
What do you call flat, grassy country? It's, you know, where the grass grows like that around the rivers.
What would you call it? Grass? Well, it is marsh grass.
Okay.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders? Keep his hands up.
Suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to ham grease?
Repeat that again.
Mm-hmm. Unthickened gravy, and you make it just by adding water to ham grease.
Oh, well, that's just thinning it, ain't it? Make it a little weaker.
Well, do you have a special name for gravy that's made from ham grease?
Mm-mm. All I know is gravy. Okay. What do you call the liquid that people burn in lamps? Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Ground itch.
Had all of that, like eating foot off.
That stuff really is bad. I had it one time. What can you do for ground itch?
Well, I tell you, just have to use different things on it, but nothing to look at each other until you get ready to stop.
What do
people call homemade whiskey?
Shine.
And what about bad shine?
I don't know about the bad one. If you take them homemade ones, you don't make them clean as bad. They'll make them nasty and dirty.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have a particular name for that kind of shine?
Well, I know the bad shine and the good one.
Okay.
For Christmas, a child might hope to get a lot of
toys.
Now, on this part, what I'm interested in is just the way you normally talk, not what you might have learned in school. If we were talking about singing a song, you might ask me, has the song been... Talking about singing now. So you'd say, has the song been... You'd say, has it been sung?
Yeah, sung, not sing.
Okay.
Have it been sung.
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday, what song? Yesterday.
Saying such and such a song.
Okay. Mm. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been...
Selling.
No, it's the word's buying now.
Oh.
So have the groceries been... Okay, well, we're talking about singing. So you say, has the song been sung?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're talking about buying groceries, you say, have the groceries been...
Paid for?
No. And the word buying. Have the groceries been...
Bought.
Right. Mm. And the answer would be, yes, yesterday.
No for today.
Or, well, if we're still talking about buying groceries now, so you say, somebody would ask me, have the groceries been bought? And I'd say, yes, yesterday.
Bought groceries.
Right. Okay. Now, if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been...
Taste.
Word is eating now.
Oh.
So you say, have the apples been...
Eating.
Okay. And the answer might be, yes, yesterday, I...
No for today.
Or I what the apples? Yesterday, I...
Eat apples.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you...
Drink coffee?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday, I...
No for the day. Or yes for the day.
No. If we're talking about coffee now, I'd say, you said, did you drink your coffee? And I'd say, yes, a few minutes ago, I...
Drink my coffee.
Okay, good. Now, if we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree...